Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports, now with Kent Sterling. It's Monday, August 23rd, 2021. We're brought to you by the Hoosier Hardwood Festival at Marion County Fairgrounds this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you got a lumberjack show, you got lumberjack camps, you got chainsaw carving artists and an auction of their wares, Indiana's best logger competition, festival fun, which means live music, and a spirits and beer garden, lots of wood-based arts and crafts. Friday, noon to 8, Saturday, 9 to 8, Sunday, 9 to 3. If you're a fan of Ron Swanson on Parks and Rec, this is the thing you've got to attend, right? It's all wood, all the time, fantastic. I cannot wait to attend. Fantasy football, I can't wait for that either. If you want to play fantasy football, we're putting together some leagues. All you have to do to be a participant is send me your email. You can DM it on Twitter. You can send me a DM on Facebook. You can put it in YouTube, my YouTube channel comments. Anywhere you want to share that email address, send it to me. We'll have prizes and stuff. We haven't kind of landed on the prizes yet, but we'll do that. I want to play fantasy football with you people. So, sign up. Going to be fun. Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts, shall we? Good news out of Colts camp today. How about Carson Wentz taking part in some 7-on-7 work early, kind of using the whole field, and then red zone, they went red zone 7-on-7. Wentz, according to George Bremer, he keeps all the stats, and usually I don't care much for stats, especially in a preseason practice, because it's like they're doing weird things, and you don't really know what's going on. But here, I think it's revealing what Carson Wentz was able to put together today, 27-44, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Those were his stats today. He was not wearing a mask today in his post-practice media availability, which is interesting, and I think we know what that means. TDs to Jack Doyle, T.Y. Hilton, Mike Strawn as well. Carson Wentz, according to Frank Reich, looked really sharp. Of course, according to Carson Wentz, he says that he believes he's going to be able to go in week one against Seattle at Lucas Oil Stadium. That's coming up in just 20 days. A lot depends upon how his foot responds from the work today. If it responds well and he's able to go tomorrow, that's a step in the right direction. If they got to shut it down for a day or two, not necessarily a step in the right direction. We'll see tomorrow whether Wentz is back out on the field. Also, another piece of good news, Quentin Nelson on the field. Here's another piece of good news, Ryan Kelly on the field. Not full go, they're limited, as was Carson Wentz, but you know what? They're on the field, and that's a good thing. They're doing some football-related work. With Carson Wentz, like, there was video of his movement, and he didn't look encumbered whatsoever by limited whatsoever by whatever's going on with his feet. He said he felt good, that there's limited kind of, he didn't say it was pain or even discomfort, but he looked good, and he threw the ball exceptionally well. Again, Frank Reich said he looked very, very sharp. The Colts, a little bit of news, not good news. Sky Moore, bye-bye, to Sky Moore. He was cut today. Joey Ivey, defensive tackle, he's gone. Adios to Joey. And tight end Andrew Vollert also cut today, as the Colts need to get their roster down to 80. And I'm not sure exactly what day. You know who it is. I mean, they're going to go from 80 down to 53. So if you don't make the cut to 80, we know who those guys are going to be, right? And then you've got the 80 coming down to 53, and some of those are going to be tight cuts. And the reason they're going to be tight cuts is you've got to figure out, and it looks like Quentin Nelson and Carson Wentz are not candidates for injured reserve, and that they are projecting toward playing in that opener. At least that's the case with Wentz. We'll see how Nelson's foot responds to the work he did today, too. Ryan Kelly practicing today, that's a good thing also. Eric Fisher and Dia Odengbo, a little bit of an update on those guys. Now, those guys, if they're on pace to join this team in the first 6 weeks, they're going to eat a roster spot, or they're going to be IR'd. And if they're IR'd, they're shut down for the first 6 weeks of games. So do the Colts want to use roster spots on guys who aren't going to be able to participate for maybe 2, 3, 4 games, like Fisher and Odengbo, potentially, right? Not saying they're not going to be there for the opener, but it certainly doesn't look like it yet. We haven't seen the guys practice yet. Or are they going to want to keep extras on the 53-man roster, maybe a 6th wide receiver, maybe a 4th running back, maybe a 4th tight end, right, instead of Eric Fisher or Dio Odengbo? And in that case, those guys don't go on injured reserve, but they eat a 53-man roster spot. That's why they pay Chris Ballard the big bucks, right? To figure out when guys are going to be available and how you want to use those roster spots. So again, and I might have misstated that. Let me go back. Let me rewind that for a second. If they don't IR Dio or Eric, then you're taking 2 roster spots. If those guys aren't going to play the first weekend against, say, the Seahawks, and then the second week against the Rams, both games at Lucas Oil Stadium, but they do project to play in, like, week 3 and beyond, if you want them to play in week 3 to week 6, you can't IR them. If you do IR them, they don't eat a roster spot, and in that case, you could carry a 6th wide receiver or a 5th running back. Make sense? I think I said it better that time. But good news out of Colts camp today. That's a really good thing that Wentz was able to go and looked as sharp as he did, and that Frank Reich was as positive about it. Wentz was positive about it, and I think it's positive that Wentz is not wearing a mask, because you cannot have Carson Wentz miss time as an unvaccinated player and have him miss weeks because of the COVID protocol. And the COVID protocol is kind of specific for vaccinated players and unvaccinated players. It is to the player's advantage to be vaccinated, given the NFL protocol. I'm not making any judgment whatsoever on the health benefits of the vaccine or not the vaccine. That is not the forum for that discussion, or this is not the forum for that discussion. All right, Jalen Hood-Schifino. He is going to announce at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon whether he's going to Indiana or Tennessee. Mike Pegram, who is 15 for 15 with his crystal ball picks, has predicted that Hood-Schifino is going to commit to Indiana tomorrow at 2. It bears mention that Hood-Schifino has committed and decommitted previous to this. He committed to Pitt, then decommitted to Pitt. I get nervous about guys who decommit. I get nervous about guys who pledge and then withdraw their pledge. That's not so good to me. That's a guy who's not sure of his kind of his modus operandi as far as choosing a school, choosing a program, choosing a coach, whatever. But here's one thing, one metric where I think Indiana has a huge advantage over Tennessee. Tennessee is not a basketball school. It's just not. It's a football school. There isn't any school, there isn't any program in the SEC that is basketball over football. At Indiana, despite their football program being ranked 17th, they are still a basketball school. And with the NIL legislation being what it is, as a basketball player, you can move your financial needle at Indiana in a way you cannot at Tennessee. And I think that that is going to be part of the process for Hood Schifino as he decides where to go. Why are we all kind of talking about this? He's a number 24 ranked player in the class of 2022. He's 6'5", 210, a combo guard who can guard the point, the two, and the three. So multi-positional guys out in the backcourt are really, really important to play the kind of defense that Mike Woodson covets. He's also a pretty good shooter. He is dynamic offensively, as you would guess, in the number 24 player, ranked player in the class of 2022. So if he goes to Indiana, that's a talented guy coming to Indiana. I don't know if he's a shoe guy. I don't know what, as Dan Dockich calls them. I have no idea. I assume he's a shoe guy. You know what? I would build a roster the way I would build a roster. I don't know if I would win. Mike Woodson is building his roster the way he wants to build his roster. And let's face it, you need talent to win basketball games. And that's what Indiana's. They got to go get talented guys. So if you can get Jalen Hood Schifino to come to Bloomington and play as a freshman starting next year, you know what? Good. He's at Montverde Academy down in Florida and hopefully enjoys his senior year. I get a little bit nervous. There are the guys playing like for the pros instead of finishing high school. I get nervous about people hustling into things, hurrying through stages in life in order to get to the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And what you learn through life is there's no pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. There isn't even an end of the rainbow. You move through life, and hopefully, as you gather dollars, you gather wisdom. Because dollars minus wisdom, they don't do you any damn good. So you've got to figure out a way. It's kind of like in, what was that movie with Richard Dreyfuss about teaching? Whatever, the movie, Mr. Holland's Opus. You know, if you teach people stuff, but there's nothing for them to appreciate, like music and like art and that kind of thing, what good is it? If you've got all this money, but you have no wisdom that allows you to use it correctly, what good is it? And if you have no wisdom, money ain't gonna buy you wisdom. How are you gonna, or love, right? So you learn throughout your life what's important. And part of that process is in high school. And if you leave high school in order to make a whole bunch of cash and you don't go through that, those stages of learning and how important interpersonal relationships are in life and how that becomes kind of the tapestry of your life, you know what? The money isn't going to do you any good. So I get it with the parents. Parents already have the wisdom and they've already kind of, in some cases, you know what? They're not doing so well and they need the money, right? So they're pushing the kids to go make more money, find a way to make money, and that's sad. That's turning your kid into a whore, and that's not a positive thing. You don't want to be a parent slash pimp, you know? Don't do that. Invest all you can spiritually, psychologically, financially, sure, into who your kid needs to become. Do that, and you can call yourself a parent. If all you're doing is using your kid to ring the bell money-wise, that's not so good. That's not a positive thing. The Northern Trust Open, wrapping up as we speak. They're about to make the turn. John Rahm with a two-stroke lead over Cameron Smith. Kind of fun to watch live sports on a Monday, especially golf. They postponed the final round of the Northern Trust Open to today because yesterday, New York, 9 inches of rain at the golf course near New York City. And so they postponed it to today. So we get to sit and we get to watch John Rahm hit bombs and get chased by Cameron Smith. John Rahm, what kind of year would he be having if not for positive COVID tests and the PGA's COVID protocol? He would have won Memorial, right? He was leading after three rounds, had to shut it down after that because of COVID, and then missed out on a major because of COVID as well. The Big Ten, speaking of COVID, they are going to call forfeits against teams that cannot compete due to COVID. Per NCAA-issued guidance, vaccinated players do not need to be tested routinely. Those who have not been vaccinated should be tested, according to the NCAA, weekly. So obviously, again, if you're not tested, you cannot test positive. And by not testing positive, you remain eligible to play in games, and your team is not going to have to forfeit games because of COVID protocols that shut an entire position group down, potentially. So getting the vaccine, whether or not you believe that the vaccine keeps you healthy, getting the vaccine is a smart play if you want to win football games and you want a chance to win the Big Ten. And Indiana, one of the very, very rare years, Indiana's got a shot to win the Big Ten. They look really, really good on paper. Tywan Mullen, second team All-America via the AP. They got guys who can play. Micah McFadden, second team All-America at linebacker as well. Indiana's got a chance. Don't blow it over COVID protocols, right? Whatever you believe about the vaccine, and please, this is not the forum to share those thoughts. If you feel you must, go ahead. I want to remind you, again, you want to play fantasy football? Join our league. We'll have prizes and stuff. Just send me your email somehow in the comments, DM me over Twitter or Facebook. We'll get back at this tomorrow. And we'll talk about Jalen Hood-Schifino a little bit more and the Colts too. Breakfast with Kent, bright and early every morning.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.